This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Later this hour, we're going to meet some people involved with Project Search. It's a program that helps students with intellectual and developmental disabilities transition from school to work. First developed 20 years ago at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, Project Search is now found at more than 300 sites across the United States and around the world, including here in Southwest Florida at Health Park Medical Center and Golisano Children's Hospital of Southwest Florida. But first, today is what's called Spread the Word Day. The word being inclusion. It's a rebranding of sorts of a decade-old campaign called Spread the Word to End the Word. The word that campaign sought to end is the word retarded. Well, sometimes I like to just refer to it as the R word. That's a word that's been used historically in this country as a derogatory way to refer to people with intellectual or developmental disabilities. The new Spread the Word Day is all about promoting efforts to create and nurture inclusion for people with disabilities in all aspects of our lives. The new Spread the Word campaign's website says, quote, expanding our focus beyond the R word will issue a welcomed challenge to all of us to create the connections we see missing and to replace the fear of difference that we see around us with an embrace of inclusion. Joining us today to talk about efforts to expand inclusion are two women who work every day to do just that. Karen Govern is the executive director of the Star Ability Foundation in Naples. Karen, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Julie.
We're also talking with Melanie Music. She is the area director for Best Buddies. It's an international nonprofit dedicated to ending the social, physical, and economic isolation of the 200 million people with intellectual and developmental disabilities all around the world. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
And as always, we invite our listeners to join the conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Karen, I'll start with you. Today is Spread the Word Day. Is Star Ability Foundation doing anything locally to mark this day?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, I would like to say I'm really proud to be here, and thank you for including me. So we are here because we became a partner with the Golisano Foundation a year ago. They're a national leader in the Spread the Word inclusion campaign, and they invited us to be a grassroots leader here in Southwest Florida, first of all by being a grant recipient from them. Mm-hmm. And also, we work to have inclusion in everything we do every day. All of our programs are community-based and involve giving our members and opportunities to be part of the community in many ways, either working, learning, playing, making friends, mm-hmm. and being a part of the community. So we certainly we have spread the word through our social media and through our electronic communications, and asking everybody that we are connected with to make the pledge to spread the word and for inclusion.
Mm-hmm. So, what does STAR stand for?
It's an acronym that stands for Support, Teamwork, Awareness, and Respect.
And so, the foundation, is it? What exactly does it do? I mean, is this a place where, say, you have a child or you know a person who mm-hmm. needs something? Mm-hmm. Do you offer programs and services?
Is it a
place? Is it a destination?
It's all those things. So we actually have been a presence in Southwest Florida for over 36 years, and we have our roots in social and educational programs, and it was started by parents, and we were very grassroots for a long time. Mm-hmm. But we have expanded dramatically in the last 3 years. We serve over 270 people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in a variety of different programs. We have a daily program, which we call the Trailblazer Academy, which focuses on vocational training, employment readiness, life skills, and healthy living. Then we also have a whole array of activities from basketball league to book clubs to cooking classes to monthly social events to computer classes that our members can choose to participate in. We do have an office location in Naples, central Naples. It's on Costello Drive. And we welcome people to come and see our facility where we operate part of our day program and some of our other classes. But then we also go out to the community on a daily basis And partner with other activity centers for many of our programs.
So the name Star Ability is kind of a new name because it was first called the Foundation for the Developmentally Handicapped, which is a nonprofit, in 1983. And then it became the Tech Foundation in 1990. And now it's the Star Foundation. I find it really interesting how the names changed. It's kind of like it's evolved with our understanding of things. Handicap's no longer a word that people like to use either anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. So when I started with the organization in 2016, we were the Foundation for the Developmentally Disabled, which had that name for, you know, a decade or more. But I came to realize, and many of the people that we work with came to realize that that it wasn't a name that reflected truly who we are or what we do. It also wasn't people first, and it wasn't positive. So we worked to create a word for the organization, a name for the organization that reflected who we are and what we do. And we use the word star because we do look at our members as our stars. We're proud of what they can do and accomplish every single day. And so that's how the word evolved. And we're focused on ability, not disability.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. And we'll get into it a little bit more about the power of words and language and things. But first, I want to talk with Melanie and learn a little bit more about Best Buddies. What is this?
Best Buddies is an international nonprofit that has been around for 30 years in 2019. However, we're not brand new at this point. We're about a year, almost a year and a half old in Southwest Florida. Mm-hmm. And again, like Karen's situation, we are very thankful to the Golisano Foundation for having funded the office opening in Southwest Florida.
How long have you been involved with it since it started in this area?
Yes, we opened the office officially in December of 2018.
Okay. So what brought you to
2017, yeah.
Yeah. So what brought you to this vocation? What got you involved in this?
I would like to say it was divine intervention.
It happens.
And it has become the passion of my life. So I firmly believe I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's always good to hear from anybody. Yes. Tell me what Best Buddies is then. I know it's an international nonprofit. What do they do?
Best Buddies focuses on three mission pillars of one-to-one friendships, jobs, and leadership development. Fourth pillar they've added this year is inclusive living. At this point, just starting out, laying the foundation in Southwest Florida, our focus is on building basically friendship clubs at the school levels. And so we go in elementary, middle school, high school, and college at this point, and we have established chapters at 21 various schools in Lee, Collier, and Charlotte counties, and have we're right at 700 members at this point, both with and without disabilities.
So these are members that are kids at the schools that have disabilities, and then the kids that go to the schools that are pledging to be best buddies. So what do they do? They just kind of
– the idea is to match them one-to-one. And there is a matching survey that's part of their membership application to find out, okay, what are your likes and dislikes and how would you describe yourself? So you can find a common, you know, denominator between a couple.
Like Minecraft or whatever kids are into.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Exactly.
Okay, I see what
and
you're saying.
And so the goal is to create the matches between the person with a disability and the person without a disability. At the elementary level, where we have six of our chapters, they don't necessarily do the matching. It's more about inclusion education.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how if you start educating these kids younger, by the time they get to middle school and high school, it's just a way of life.
Mm-hmm. So you serve in Best Buddies, you serve kids with not limited to this, but Down syndrome, autism, Fragile X, Williams syndrome, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, and other undiagnosed disabilities. Right?
All of them, yes.
What is Fragile X? I don't even know what that is.
I can't tell you exactly right off the top of my head.
I'm sorry.
But I've got someone who can tell you.
Well, I'll have to do some research. I want to learn about that. There's just so much going on that I think that would be a challenge to be on top of everything that can be that challenging people and then how to help them, right? Do you find that things that we're learning more and more about so many different types of different abilities, we should say, instead of disabilities, right? Mm-hmm. Is it hard to kind of stay on top of that and learn how to address those types of things?
Certainly, yes. But what we're trying to do at Star Ability is get away from the label of, you know, you have this disability.
You have this thing or that thing, yeah.
It's about having either additional needs or having needing just that extra support, because everyone can do something. And that's what we firmly believe, and that's why we focus on the abilities of the people we serve in whatever capacity, whether they are looking for employment and we're helping them bridge that gap so that they can get the vocational training and get the employment readiness skills to make them ready to be employed, or whether they want to express themselves artistically through our photography program or art program, and we want to give them those opportunities to do that. So we're really focused on everyone's unique abilities and what they can contribute.
What they can do.
What they can do.
Mm-hmm. I just got a note from our producer. Fragile X is a syndrome. That's a genetic condition that causes a range of developmental problems, including learning disabilities and cognitive impairment. Usually males are more severely affected by this disorder than females. Affected individuals usually have delayed development of speech and language by age 2. Now we have the answer. Mm-hmm. The joy of the internet, mm-hmm. the glory of the internet. You always instant mm-hmm. gratification if you want to know something. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you brought up earlier was inclusive housing initiative. That's something that you're working on. What is the challenge when it comes to housing?
Well, actually, Melanie brought it up, but I will say it is a tremendous challenge, especially in this area of Florida and this area of the country. There are limited to no opportunities for inclusive or other types of supported housing for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities that want to
live. Is this kind of like a crossroads of a lack of affordable housing and then lack of housing is available in this
Correct.
Arena?
Correct.
Now, for Best Buddies in particular, mm-hmm. inclusive living is a brand new program that we're offering. They're starting in California. It's not a group home. It's a house where there are people with disabilities, people without disabilities, but they are to the point where they can live on their own. They are maintaining a job. They are learning how to take care of their finances. They're learning how to shop for mm-hmm. themselves according to what they need. Mm-hmm. And so it's about putting them in an environment where they can live just as everyone else does, regardless of what label they have.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining the show today, I'm talking with Melanie Music. She is the area director for an international nonprofit called Best Buddies. And I'm also talking with Karen Govern from the Star Ability Foundation in Naples. They're helping us mark Spread the Word Day, which aims to raise awareness about the need to strive to include people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in all aspects of life. If you'd like to ask either of them a question or make a comment, give us a call now. The number is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Karen, tell me about some of the programs that you do offer and how they work. You've got baseball, basketball, bowling, art, computers, cooking, a lot of things going on, mm-hmm. and you have mm-hmm. one office. Are these things that you are doing with in partnership with other organizations to be able to use, for example, a baseball diamond?
Absolutely. All of our programs are built on partnerships, and we have wonderful volunteers. We have nearly 100 volunteers that keep almost all of our programs up and running all the time. So, we had our roots in social and recreational activities, but over the years, we've evolved to meet the changing needs of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our community. So we pick up where the school system leaves off. So when someone ages out of school at age 22, at least in Collier County, there are very limited opportunities for them to continue to have a meaningful and productive day.
Well, a reason to get out of the house.
Exactly. Get right? out of the house and do something and find a way to add value to their own lives, but also to add value to the community, contribute to the community.
I'm wondering if without something like this, people may end up in a depressive situation because mm-hmm. they don't have a thing to mm-hmm. look forward to the next day or the next week.
Absolutely. Our answer to a daily program was the Trailblazer Academy, which we started in 2016. So it's now in its third year. And the focus of this program is vocational training, employment readiness, life skills education, and healthy lifestyles. And this is a daily program that runs Monday through Friday from 9 to 3. And we We're serving currently 40 people in this program, but we continue to have a waiting list because there's such a huge demand for this type of program that is so community-based and is providing such valuable skills and opportunities for the participants. And the goal of the program for the majority of the participants is employment. So we partner with over 20 different businesses and nonprofits.
Yeah, I was going to ask that next. Are there many employers that are wondering if they can get involved to help with the training?
Yes, we would love more. We're always looking for new partners, new vocational partners. But the participants are learning everything from restaurant skills, custodial, retail, clerical, hospitality, gardening, animal care, through a variety of these businesses and organizations. And our goal for the program is to work with the businesses to create employment opportunities, either customized or competitive employment, for our participants, because the ones that are seeking jobs, that's their ultimate goal.
Is there a story that you can share with me about maybe a trailblazer that has gone through the program that has then gone on to get a job and what kind of difference that's made in that person's life?
Certainly. Well, we're finding that it's very that's one of our challenges in the program, is to convince the businesses that they can, that there's opportunities for our participants to actually work there with paid employment. But we are making some inroads, and we have had some small successes. Because the vocational training they're doing currently is they go in as a volunteer. So we're trying to change the attitudes, help the businesses understand that they can contribute as actual employees. But I will tell the story of a young man, Joe, who actually has been a Star Ability member for about 10 years. And he had always signed up for every program that we had because he was so anxious to be involved in any way possible. Mm-hmm. And used to take our cooking classes, played all of our recreational activities, participated in all of those. When we started the Trailblazer Academy, he was one of the first ones to sign up. So he's been in the program almost 3 years. And he now actually works two part-time jobs with two different organizations, one with Naples Art Association, who is one of our vocational partners and also a wonderful partner to us for art programs for our members. They were looking for some event staff to help with their large-scale art events. Mm-hmm. And so they've hired our participants. And he's one of this young man, Joe, is one of those employees, works with them for their special events.
I can see your smile. I can tell that just imagining how happy he is with that. Yep. How much that brings you joy too.
Yeah, he's told us that he's just so excited to have a job and to be earning money that he can now save and he can buy the things that he wants and needs.
Yeah. And Melanie, I'm wondering if you have stories that are similar with people that are looking for housing and people who are getting out on their own. I know that they're still piloting that out in California.
It is so brand new. I mean, they just, like 2019, just announced it to Best Buddy staff.
Oh, yeah.
But I can tell you, as I was telling Karen in the lobby when we were waiting, Best Buddies, we recently had a chapter president from Ida Baker High School in Cape Coral who spoke to our board. And she was telling them how she can see the social skills. That is such a big thing. And so she can see that Best Buddies coming to Ida Baker is changing not just children with various abilities. It's not just changing the members of the club. She said, I can see it's changing our school because these kids now are no longer afraid to say hello to someone in the hallway. Something that simple. And so it's a very positive move.
What is the situation in schools? Are the kids kind of – kids with different abilities, are they kind of isolated in some ways because of their class?
A lot of times, yes. Not everywhere. Yeah, some schools are inclusive. Some schools are not. One of the beautiful things about Best Buddies is that we let each chapter – we give them the freedom to decide, okay, you know your school better than we do. Is it better for your chapter club to meet after school for breakfast? There was a breakfast meeting at Gateway Charter Intermediate this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the schools, you know, will meet so at lunchtime. So it's just a variety.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing today's show because today is Spread the Word Day, which is a sort of rebranding, like we mentioned earlier, getting rid of the R word. I wanted to see if you guys could reflect for me on how much the culture of understanding has changed over the decades when it comes to being mindful and sensitive to using words like the R word. What kind of impact do these kinds of words have on the people that we're talking about? Do you see them being impacted by the shift to a more positive, I don't want to say labeling, but the, changing the language?
Yes.
I think so. Absolutely.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Last year we were on the campus of Fort Myers High School, and there was an associate principal who shared with us she had recently heard, because Fort Myers is very inclusive mm-hmm. of all abilities, and she had heard a kid in the hallway. Now you got to think, hundreds of kids running and roaming. And she heard the word retarded. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that kid's got to be somebody new because he does not understand our culture here. Mm-hmm. And so she pulled him aside and educated him very quickly on what is proper and what is not.
Educated. That's such a gentle way of putting it.
Well, and we feel that particularly with our Trailblazer Academy that's out in the community every single day, we have three vans with our logo on it, saying shining light on ability, not disability. They're active. They're going out to several different locations throughout the day, whether they're businesses or activity centers. And they're part of the community. And so we say that we're educating the community as much as we're educating our participants, because the community is seeing what they can do. They're seeing mm-hmm. how happy they are to be doing what they're doing. They notice what they can contribute. And then they see our staff working with them who, I mean, it's amazing. We have a most incredible staff. I just have to give a shout out to my whole staff, because they are just incredible for what they do every day. And they even the staff are mentors and their peers. I mean, many of them are the same age and many may have some of the same interests, and they really don't look at they're instructors. That's what we call them, as instructors, but they're really peers and mentors. They're setting examples and they're learning from each other. And our staff will say that every day, that they learn something from our participants and from our members. And I also do. And it's been my joy.
And ultimately, they're friends.
Exactly.
That's yes. bottom line what it comes down to.
When they want to spend time outside of work together, that tells yeah. you something.
I love that the programs like this, and even Best Buddies with younger people, I mean, getting the people that are there to help are actually the ones being helped too.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
it kind of turns out that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with the language and the shift in language to making it more positive probably has a pretty big impact mm-hmm. on the families and parents
yes.
of these people, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that are kind of frontlining it and hearing all of it, and it might make them feel maybe even a little bit more encouraged about the abilities of their kids or their loved one to be able
and included.
To feel better about themselves. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you're a parent, you kind of always want everything to be the best. But it's just when there are challenges in front of them, it's even harder when those words are just attached to it and the labels. They are powerful.
Exactly. That was a huge impetus for our name change also was what, you know, the parents were driving that. Just mm-hmm. like the parents drove the creation of this organization 36 years ago. You know, they
very nice.
They know what's right for their children.
So we're running out of time. Before we let you guys go, I wanted to find out about people getting involved. How do people find you, get involved, volunteer, or if they have needs and want to sign up and get involved in that way? Melanie, how do they get you guys?
Well, our phone number in our office is in Fort Myers, simply because it's the most central location, given that we are in Lee Collier and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 239-275-2510. Mm-hmm. That would be the easiest way. Or if they go to bestbuddies.org, they can look for a local chapter. You can find Florida. Southwest Florida is listed there with other contact information.
Okay, that's great. And for STAR?
Yeah. Well, we have an office in Naples. It's at 5125 Costello Drive. They're welcome to come by. Our office is open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, or by appointment. Our phone number is 239-594-9007, and our website is www.starability.org.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for this part of the show, but I want to thank both of you for being here. Karen Govern is Executive Director of the STAR Ability Foundation in Naples. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Julie.
And for the
thanks
work
so
that
much.
You and all your staff do. Mm-hmm. And also Melanie Music is the area director for Best Buddies. Melanie, thanks so much to you
thank
as well.
You
and congratulations on the new newish organization.
All right. Thank you.
When we return, we're listening back to a segment WGCU's Mike Canary hosted last October about Project Search. It's a one-year transition from school to work program for students with intellectual or developmental disabilities that aims to help high school students develop life and work skills appropriate to earn competitive employment. I'm Julie Glenn, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.